Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
sing tonight. Come on.
Nothing worth more or
could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your prayer.
Yeah. Benefits Conference. Your host has joined.
Thank you. Of acclamation,
take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing my
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Please join me in prayer. Let us pray the Lord's prayers together. Hallelujah. And then we'll go on into deeper prayers. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Spirit, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. So, Holy Spirit, we come to you this morning. We choose to walk in obedience and in faith, as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others, and when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, come. You drew us unto salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indulge us, fill us, flow out from us, and pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts, our salvation. We were baptized by you at the point of time. We yielded our altar faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily feelings require a constant yielding of our hearts and soul to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow through us, empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us. Through your various workings, you give us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the enemy. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit will not grieve you, will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your inworking power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. We play anointed music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows out through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live tuned to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogue with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show things, your picture lights upon the eyes of our heart, and we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness through which your revelation comes to us. Holy Spirit, come, show us things. Holy Spirit, you give us thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelations through spontaneous thoughts. We'll tune away from our own calculating reasoning and fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling, flowing river. We sense your words as spontaneous thoughts which light up upon our hearts and minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell us what's on the heart of Almighty God. He encouraged us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you. You then speak it into our spirit man. So we are taught by you, Holy Spirit. We pray continuously for a flow of your divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your likeness, your peace. When we are in the will of Almighty God, we feel your presence, your likeness, and your peace. When we are not in his will, Holy Spirit, we sense unrest. In the name, where we desire to follow you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release from within us God's emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey God's laws. Your presence within us is the down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us the words to speak when we stand before kings. Put anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking with God and our mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, you anoint our mind. When you anoint our mind, we have the mind of Christ, so we worship in spirit and put no covenants in our flesh. You anoint us with divine flow of thoughts and we yield our minds to you. You anoint our reasoning, allowing us to reason along with Almighty God. Father, we choose to yield our mental faculties to you. Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts, your pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. For apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts, these hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step we take. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick, to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed at what our hands can do. We can feel your power and heat, energy, and tingling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us with divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as we live tuned to you. Holy Spirit, we come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of the Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are covenant of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through and upon us. We worship in spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of our hearts and gave us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, and just and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gift of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare and as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking, not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come and learn our words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you're saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for life work. You commission us, watch over our life's mission, and guide and empower us to complete our life's destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are great distance from where we live. You are not bound by time and space. When we are with you, neither am I, we choose to live, seeing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are our lives. Your ways are better than ours. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. Your power is far greater than ours. Thus we say, come, Holy Spirit. Again we say, come, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you once again in our midst. Holy Spirit, we took time to detail this prayer out to you, Holy Ghost. So we surrender, come and take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Cry out to you for mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Father God, have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon Tina. Have mercy upon Mandika. Have mercy, O God, upon Crystal, Al, and Ricky. And Lord, have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Lord, be merciful. Your mercies are new every morning. So, God, we cry out to you for mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, we soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives, we cover in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus, our children, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you, oh God, oh, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. Father God, be a wall of fire around our children and the glory within them in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, be a wall of fire around us in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, we don't go out empty-handed. We put the armor on our children, on our grandchildren, on those that are here, O God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Kuromasim. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels. Let your holy angels be with us, ministering to us, O God, in the name of Jesus, and doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, O God, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we bless your name. Almighty God, we praise your name. Almighty God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rama Sandiriya Kuriasi. Yekiriya Masandiriya Kuriya Masandiriya Kum. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we love you. Spirit of the living God, we need you. Spirit of the living God, we praise your name, O God. Hallelujah, O God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Lord, we pray for Denise this morning. We ask you, Lord, to be with her, O God. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen her, O God. We ask you, Lord, to make her whole again, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a speedy recovery, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Yekuria masante liyakuromasim. Hallelujah. Ramaste dete liyakuromasim. Lord, we bless you for her, O God. Hallelujah. Bless her, O God. Bless her going in, her coming up. Bless her children. In the name of Jesus, intervene on behalf of her oldest child, her son, O God. Intervene, O God. Oh, Father, touch the children. Touch, O God, them in a special way. We thank you, O God. We bless your name. We thank you for her praying, mother. We thank you for her father, her mother, oh God, her stepdad, her siblings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your strength be made perfect. When they are weak, you are strong. Strengthen the family. In the name of Jesus. Uriya Sanderia Kuria Masanderia. Hallelujah. Remo Sotoriaco. Oria Sanderia Kuria Masse. Hallelujah. Remo Sotoriaco. Father, we bless you. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, O God. Not the anointing from yesterday. But, Lord, we thank you for fresh oil, O God. Your fresh anointing to take us, O God, through every second of this day, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus. Uriya Sandiriya Kuriya Masim. Hallelujah. Rama Sandiriya Ko. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Remo Sotiriya Karamasi. Hallelujah. Remo Sotiriya Karamasi. Hallelujah. Remo Sotiriya Karamasi. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Remo Sotiriya Karamasi. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are our strength and you are our redeemer, O God. in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless you, O God. So, Lord, we praise you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing Mother Somerville, O God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening her, O God. In the name of Jesus, your strength is made perfect in her weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Ramaste Teriya Kurumasim. Oh, Yakayama Kurumaste Teriyako. Father, we bless you. Horiyamaste Teriyako, we praise you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we add another week, oh God, the last Sunday, oh God. Hallelujah. Some started this month, Lord, but they did not make it. There's not because of our righteousness, because our righteousness filled it as rags. So, Father, we thank you, O God, that you've chose us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Pastor Young that you will continue to comfort her in her hour of bereavement, O God, and her and the family, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. We ask you, Lord, we pray for also for Fatmata. She's lost her brothers so this year, brothers. O God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we know that you will continue. We pray that you will continue to comfort her in the name of Jesus and comfort the family. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Spirit of the living God. We adore you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the finished works of the cross. Hallelujah. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Mark 14, starting from verse 32. Mark 14. Starting from verse 32. Hallelujah. They went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch. Going a little further, he stopped on the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you, for me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. And when he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said, are you sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Hallelujah. The main thing I want us to emphasize this morning, when Jesus said to the Father in verse 36, Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Nevertheless, not my will, but what you will. Even in that hour of distress, let your will be done. My prayer this morning that the will of our Father will be done in us and through us, not what we think should happen, but what he says, hallelujah. And then we will not use our own selves to destroy ourselves. Hallelujah, that when God shows you definitively his will for your life, don't use your own hands. You build with one hand and you destroy with the other hand. Hallelujah. Because many times the children of God sabotage our own destiny. And we sabotage because we do not understand certain things that are happening. But let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's not for us to understand those things. When God says jump, you jump. Stand, you stand. Once you know it is the voice of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord said, follow me. So as you follow him, diligently, seek him diligently. The windows of heaven are open. Hallelujah. And you are going to do, you're doing what he asks you to do. Hallelujah. You do not want a vial of oil. That's another sermon. You want that horn of oil, that horn that was poured on David. David had the heart, a man after God's heart. Was he perfect? No. By his heart, what he wanted to do, what is pleasing to God. He wanted to always be in the right standing with God. So David always inquired of God, shall I do this? Should I do that? What should I do? He inquired of God. And David lived a right age before he left. Abraham did, following the will of God, not our will, but his will. And you might think it is hard, but he empowers you to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. Hallelujah. Many times we talk too much and we lose what God is saying to us. And you talk right to your enemy. And you don't even know what you're doing. That's why we need the Spirit of the Spirit. God wants us to do his will. What is the will of God concerning your life as an individual? What is the will of God concerning this ministry? What is the will of God concerning the lives of your children and grandchildren? What is the will? What? And I get a spirit of the Lord say, and I'm speaking to grandmothers, including myself. What gifts and talents do you see in your grandchild? What gifts are you helping to nurture those gifts and talents? Are you bringing them up in the Word of God? Hallelujah. God is depending upon us to do what we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Bring up a child that when you grow in a way that when you grow, he will not depart from it. And we are living witnesses because the way we were brought up, we have not departed from those ways. Hallelujah. But let these things be done according to the will of Almighty God. Not like Saul. Saul was permissive. The people, well, you want to follow what the man says. You know what man says, but not what God says. My dear, my brothers and sisters, let us walk in the will of Almighty God. Even when the storms get heavy, he's right there with us. Hallelujah. Daniel was in the lion's den. He was in God's will. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in that fire, but they were in God's will. Esther was up. The people of King Ahasuerus were about to destroy the children of Israel in the Persian land. But Esther was positioned to save the children of Israel, doing the will of God. Ruth chose to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Let us do his will. Follow his spirit. The will of God is not a popular thing. It's something that people will open your mouth to say, and people will try to discourage you. But that is not for you to even say it. You just pray. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Father, this morning, thank you for your word. Forgive us, Lord, for doing things our way. Forgive us, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us. Father, we pray that all your perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, help us not to walk after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Father God, the same, the Bible tells us, the same measure we judge others is the same measure God will judge us. So, Father God, let us be sensitive to the Spirit of God. When we're judging and criticizing others, the Lord will do the same to us. So help us to have compassion and love to one another. Father, bless our going in and our coming out, all the works of our hands. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day, blessed week. In Jesus' name.